בוקר טוב, everyone, י"ז מר חשוון, סימן י"ב, אנחנו י"א. סעיף י"א says the following: מצווה to run to shul, not just to shul, but to run the base midrash and even to all mitzvahs, based on the pasuk nirdefu ladasas Hashem. We're going to run to know Hashem. Amazing pasuk, and there's another incredible pasuk, derech mitzvasecha ahutza, which means to run. Interesting, according to the Ben Shchai, running here means to be quick in what you're doing, not necessarily physically running, but most of the poskim say it means to run, but obviously not with a bahala. Okay, on Shabbos, because my chavusa, chaylik chavusa of the Chizka Spitzer told me that that's what the square rabbi used to say, that it should be done with mehir, with zrizus, I think not with mehirus. The idea is to be normal. That's what it says. The Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. Okay, when it comes to Shabbos, Kodesh is a mitzvah to run to. I remember I was running to shul. The guy said, you bring Mechal Shabbos. He was saying what the Gemara says, but we come out that it's a mitzvah to run even on Shabbos, and it changes your davening. Look at Rabbeinu Yehuda. However, no davening inside the shul or in the basement. I mean, no running inside the shul in the basement. So if you see a sign like that, that's what it says. Okay, three. Number three, it says Lifnei Pesach, when a person gets to the entrance of the shul, he should stop. He should actually become in a state of awe, in a state of fear, in a state of the beauty of Hashem's exaltness, Hadar Ge'oinoi, and you should say the pasuk Ani Borei Chasdecha Ovei Beisecha, which is basically Nitzilus Rashus, is permission to walk into the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah Berurah says to say the pasuk Beis Elokim Na'alech Berogesh, with excitement, but when he walks in, Yelech Be'ema Lefnei Melech, he's walking in like you're walking in literally into the king's palace. Ben Yishchai says, don't forget to kiss the mezuzah and to bow down. That's what a lot of Sfaradim do when they walk into shul. When it comes to communities that live in a street that's only Jews, so the kitzur says one should don their tzitzis and wear the tefillin in their house and walk to shul this way. But if you live in a place where there's non-Jews also living in the area, or it's an area that's not clean, so put your tefillin and your tzitzis, meaning your talis and your tefillin, in the pozdor, like in the room before the shul, because it's a tremendous inyan to walk in with your tefillin and your talis on you, and not put it in the actual base midrash. The Baal HaTanya says that even if you live amongst the nations, that's what it's mashma, you should still do the same. Why? Because it's such a powerful thing. Next, if you'd base. If a person has an oinus and he can't go to shul, he should do whatever he can to gather 10 people. It doesn't say exactly what that means, but that's why there's chashuva people today, that if they're anywhere they go, or if they're stuck and they can't go to shul, they will pay people to come and make sure that they have a minyan. At least a person should daven when the tzibur is davening. So even if a person doesn't have a minyan, especially when you had COVID and everything else, but anytime a person has to daven at home, to daven when the tzibur is davening. When it comes to someone that lives in a place where there's no minyan, like we just said, he should daven b'shal shah tzibur mispalim. But if he has to do malacha, or he has to do something, and he's going to wait till the minyan is davening, and he's going to daven with him at home, he's going to be delayed, and especially something that's pressing, like parnasa etzresha, so he should daven neitz achama. You know, the Mishnah Berurah says, and there's other places who hold that it's always preferable to daven neitz, but that's not what the kitzur seems to hold. See if you'd give him. A person is weak and it's hard. We learned this actually with a kitzur a while back. A person could even daven early. Better to daven early if he has to eat, meaning and wait to the, instead of davening and waiting for the tzibul. So one should daven early, so he should be able to eat rather than to eat and then daven. If a person comes to shul and he sees that they're not davening for a while, he should not daven by himself, meaning davening shmonesa before everyone else. However, if he sees that they are going to be late in the Zman Tefillah, etc., then he's allowed to. Similarly, a person that's almost sick, is weak, is tired, and can't wait anymore, better to be makdim his tefillah. He's allowed to be makdim his tefillah, but it's best to do it at home. The Baal HaTanya is mashma that you don't have to go home. That's a diuk from the commentary on the Baal HaTanya's Siddur. The tzibul that has davened already, interesting halacha that Kitzur says, you have a group of people that daven, meaning a minion, and they're still in shul, another minion shows up. Actually, they should not daven until the first minion leaves. Well, it doesn't look nice. It looks like, oh, they're davening now because the first minion didn't do a good job. Similarly, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, If a group of people leaned and then someone else shows up, another and they lean again, it looks like you're taking out the sefer because the first leaning wasn't good. Now this really doesn't apply anymore today, because if there's a set minyan, it's obvious that it's because there's nothing wrong with the first minyan. It's just that there's set minyanim. But you see the sensitivity one has to have to a previous minyan. Next, Seif Tesafav, you could force people in the city to build a shul beis midrash or to buy sfarim. If it's a place where there's no minyan, you could even penalize, give penalties to people that are not showing up because if they're being mevata the tamid. Tamid means a continuous davening that should be taking place. Even people that are learning, why? Because zman tefila l'chud and zman tefila l'chud. Now, you could even also force the person, so you could force someone, people to rent at least a building. But today, some places can say that this doesn't apply at all. You cannot penalize them. By first of all, there's usually many shuls, and even if there isn't, we don't penalize people, but we certainly try to convince them. Okay, Siman Yud Gimel, starting a new Siman. Kedusha is basic Knesset, is the holiness of a shul and the basic Knesset. The Kedusha of a shul and the basic Knesset, the Kitzur says, is G'day Lamod, it's great. And we learn this from a pasuk, Migdashi Tiro, my temple, my base of Migdash, my dwelling, you should fear, you should be in fear and in awe. It's based on the pasuk, Ve'elam, the Migdash Me'at, I'm like a Migdash to them, a small mini base of Migdash, Pelet Plime. So the shul and the base of Migdash, basic Knesset, base of Migdash, are called Migdash. Therefore, one is not allowed to speak in them, Dvon Betelem. Cheshbon Hashem Mitzvah are permitted, but only Cheshbon Hashem Mitzvah, like a Kupa Tzedakah, etc. You should be honoring it. Yeah, in the old days, you used to sweep it. And you, if there's earth, you used to like put water so to keep the earth down. But that would definitely include, in my humble opinion, to pick up things off the floor, the tissues, etc., and to always keep the Beis HaMidosh clean. It's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah also to light candles. You see people lighting a lot of candles? It's actually quoted here, the halacha. And there's a lot of hecha zach, and that means very Kabbalistic things when it comes to lighting candles. Especially today, place can say that the ikar is actually the electricity, to pay for the electricity, to honor it with the electricity, because people are learning and people are able to daven. And lastly, last halacha, one should not kiss his little kids in shul because you're not supposed to show love other than that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means the love is to be so intense that it shouldn't be diluted and guided in a different direction. So that's why when it comes to walking into shul and giving people kisses, it's for simcha, about simcha, such a person, that's not a problem because that's really much being done for covered, not out of love. Have a beautiful day.